telling you, folks, listening on the radio is great, but you're catching us during the commercial breaks. You're watching the wheels turn in Luke's head when I tell him I've got a story about flip-flops, and he comes up with exactly that. This coming from the great J.R. Ross at WispPolitics.com and the team there. We have spoken before about the flip-flops of Republican gubernatorial candidate Tim Michaels. It's been a few days. We were due for another, and here it is. Tim Michaels initially said that he was going to limit donations to $500 because, you know, he didn't want to have to be beholden to anybody. He said that right to the camera in his TV ads. And then the moment the primary was over, he started accepting donations up to the maximum of $20,000, which there's just no other way to put it, was his way of saying, I can buy the primary, you know, with $10 million or so of my own money, but now I can turn around that I'm the nominee and ask for the big bucks. Okay, fine. So he flipped on $500 limits going up to $20,000. But he was still saying, and let's see, I grabbed some screen captures on my phone thinking that I heard that this might be happening. So let me get to these. These are actual headlines. This is from WMTV, Channel 15 in Madison. Michaels runs as an outsider. This is the one. Oh, here's a Michaels post. I'm the only candidate refusing special interest PAC and lobbyist money. Hashtag not beholden. Here's one from the Milwaukee Journal. Tim Michaels says he'll refuse PAC money, casts himself as an outsider candidate in the field for governor. Here's one that came from the Michaels campaign, taking a shot at Rebecca Clefish. It says Tim Michaels is refusing special interest PAC and lobbyist contributions. And it shows a graph of Michaels with zero PAC dollars and Rebecca Clefish at nearly $110,000, a big difference in, you know, what they're taking from PACs. Now we get to the J.R. Ross article from this morning. Tim Michaels' running mate for Lieutenant Governor, Roger Roth, accepting PAC contributions while running mate Michaels bans them. Roth, a state senator from Appleton, who is now the Lieutenant Governor nominee, hosted a fundraiser in Madison Wednesday, and it featured Tim Michaels as the special guest, according to an invitation obtained by WispPolitics.com. Along with the event, which listed donations of $12,000 to be a host and $2,500 per person, the fundraiser also included a $26,000 private host roundtable event option. The maximum PAC contribution to a candidate for lieutenant governor is $26,000. And Roth advisor Matt Henkel said Roth's campaign is accepting such contributions. Now, it is true that the lieutenant governor candidates run separately from the governor in the primaries. You know, there's not a running mate. You don't choose somebody to be your lieutenant governor running mate. But after the primary, you're pretty well joined at the hip. And so even though Tim Michaels is saying he's not taking PAC contributions, if all those PACs that want him to be governor donate instead to his running mate, is he holding true to his promise not to accept it? No. What am I thinking about? No, it's you.
I was going to say, what took so long for that answer? What were you bemoaning in your head?
I was looking for anything that would give that dramatic pause any significance whatsoever. And the answer is no. It's just a straight up flip flop. There's just no other way around it. And so we have to add to the list of flip flopping on whether you embrace the Donald Trump endorsement or not, have it on your website or not, want to overturn the will of the voters in 2020 or not, abolish the Wisconsin Elections Commission or not, accept limits of $500 or not, and now accept contributions from political action committees or not. And I have said before, and I hold to this, I think there is one more big flip-flop coming. He is right now holding fast to saying that the 1849 abortion ban language, you know, mirrors his position, his word, mirrors. I think at some point he sees the writing on the wall and tries to do what Mark Jacob was talking about, a candidate in Arizona who has now scrubbed the most extreme abortion language from their website and is talking like a moderate. Again, as if there's no, as if they don't know the internet lasts forever and that people do have memories. And I get that you're trying to fool some of the people most of the time, you know, people that did not know you had such an extreme position, and you're trying to convince them you're just one of them. You're moderate, you're centrist, you're independent, whatever the case may be. But eventually that extreme position you took is going to get out there. It's just a matter of whether it gets out there enough to overcome all of the spending you're trying to do, millions and millions of dollars in spending, now with the aid of PAC money, to convince people otherwise. And I think Luke, you doubted me on this, but I still think at some point Michaels is going to say, you know, what I meant was, you know, and give a moderate position and say, I don't know how you people could have misunderstood me. That's really, you know, where I'm at on this.
I'm not going to rule it out, Pat, but I don't know if he's going to do it, because I think the only reason Blake Masters in Arizona is doing that is because a new poll came out showing that he was 10, and it was a conservative poll from what I understand. Conservative poll in Arizona said that Blake Masters was 10 points behind current incumbent U.S. Senator Mark Kelly. And unless there's like some polling or something writing on the walls at that campaign headquarters that there is indication that that is how far behind the Michaels camp is, and his feelings, he feels like he's 10 points ahead. So I don't know if he's going to take that flip-flop.
Yes, he says in his heart, yeah, he believes he's 5 to 10 points ahead. Well, hey, buddy, how are we supposed to doubt that, you know, conviction? Never mind the polls. You feel like you're 5 to 10 points ahead.
I feel like the big flip-flop that's going to come is we're going to find out that he truly, you know, doesn't live in Wisconsin. I have a feeling there's going to be some tax documents or something that come out. And
well, that's the other thing. Well, from tax purposes, he has said, he's been weirdly specific, saying, I have spent at least 183 days living in Wisconsin for 8 of the past 9 years. That's one of the more unusual statistics you're ever going to hear somebody brag about. But for tax purposes and for voting purposes, he has come out and said that. But you're right in that it will not surprise me, especially given that other groups were able to track down the private jet usage of Senator Ron Johnson, by and large to Florida, but just private jet use overall, because, you know, why would you sit with the little people? I am a little surprised that at this point we haven't heard anything, but it was pretty late in the campaign 4 years ago that I believe it was One Wisconsin Now that first found the records showing the way that Scott Walker was using a private plane for sometimes political purposes, sometimes personal purposes.
For a haircut.
For a haircut. Using your tax money this way. And so for Tim Michaels to, again, want to be the swarthy, I forgot to shave again, you know, a blue-collar guy who is just like you, except I just, you know, want to build a fence around Wisconsin because it'll make Donald Trump happy. I just don't see that that's going to withstand scrutiny over the final weeks of this general election campaign. Take a break. Have more in our next hour. You're up north.